Parshas Acharei is read not only this week as Parshas HaShavua, but also on Yom Kippur. In the morning we read between Shachris and Musaf the first half of Parshas Acharei, and before Mincha the second half. There's an interesting Ba'er Heitev in Hilchus Yom Kippur, who quotes the Arizal, who says that when we read about the untimely death of the Bnei Aharon, Aharon's sons, Nadav v'Avihu, in the beginning of Parshas Acharei, we should be pained to the point of shedding tears over their death. Now, this is kind of surprising. How can we be expected to honestly shed tears over this tragedy that occurred thousands of years ago? You know, Chazal tell us, Chazoka al hameis shemishtakeach min alev, the deceased are eventually forgotten. We also know that Soros Achroinois Meshachechois Esharishoinois, the later Tsoros make the earlier Tsoros be forgotten. We actually didn't even know personally the Bnei Aharon or their father Aharon. How can we connect with this tragedy to the point of shedding tears? Also, why should we be expected to do so? We know that Ein Misablim al Hameis Yoseh Midai, the Halacha says, we shall not mourn for the dead more than enough, too much. The Rambam says, for a Talmud Chochem, Hakol lefi chochmoson, the greater the Talmud Chochem, the more mourning we can do, but never more than 30 days, writes the Rambam in Hilchus Ovel. So how can it be that the mourning for the Bnei Aharon, who died thousands of years ago, still goes on until today? We might ask another question. The Bnei Aharon died on Rosh Chodesh Nissan during the inauguration of the Mishkan. If we want to cry over their death, that should be the time. The reading of Parshas Acharei on Yom Kippur is because it contains the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. We start with the first pasuk, which mentions Acharei Mois Shnei Bnei Aharon Bekorvosom Lefnei Hashem Bayomusu, because that's where the parsha begins. Why would we be shedding tears on Yom Kippur about the death of the Bnei Aharon just because we happen to read that pasuk on Yom Kippur? Because that pasuk is the beginning of the parsha of Avodas Yom HaKippur. You know that the Gemara in Eruvin tells us, brings a brisa on Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara in Eruvin brings the brisa that says, Ketzad Seder Mishneh. How was Torah originally taught? The Gemara says, Moshe Lomad Mipiat Vugat. Moshe learned Torah from Hashem. Nichnas Aaron Vishono Loi Moshe Pirkoi. Aaron entered, and Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah to Aaron. Nistalek Aaron v'yoshav l'smoil Moshe. Then Aaron went to the side of Moshe and sat down on Moshe Rabbeinu's side, and Aaron's children entered, and Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah to Aaron's children. And then Nistalku Bonov, the children of Aaron went to the other side, one on this side, one on that side. And then Nichnesus Kanim, the elders of Klal Yisrael, entered. And Moshe Rabbeinu taught them once again. the stalkus kenim, this kenim went to the sides and nichnasu kolam, and the entire klal Yisrael entered. And then Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah for a fourth time to the entire klal Yisrael. And the Braisa concludes, nimtzu biyad aroin arbo. It comes out that Aaron learned the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu four times. Once he was taught, and he stayed on for the teaching that his sons were taught, his Canaan were taught, and the entire Klal Yisrael was taught. Biyad Bonov, Shloisha. His children learned Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu three times. Biyad Zekanim Shnayim. The elders of Klal Yisrael learned the Torah twice from Moshe Rabbeinu. Biyad Kolom, once. The entire Klal Yisrael heard the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu one time. So we see that the sons of Aaron had a special status in terms of receiving Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. They were those who heard the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu three times. And obviously, that gives them a special role in teaching Torah. They taught Torah as Torah was received from Moshe Rabbeinu three times. Now, if not for the untimely death of the Bnei Aharon, we would have learned Torah from two more people who heard Torah three times from Moshe Rabbeinu, which is a different level of connection with Torah. So it might be that the pain over the untimely death of the Bnei Aharon is not about the personal tragedy of Aharon, not about the personal tragedy of Aharon's children, but it's about what we lost in terms of our connection to Torah. We lost two links to Moshe Rabbeinu's teaching. Nadav and Avihu, who learned Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu three times, and since they died before they had a chance to learn Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu three times, we lost that special link. And that's why this pain is connected with Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is, as the Mishnah says in the end of Masechtas Tainis, Yom Simchas Liboy, a day of joy, because it was the day that the second Luchos were given to us. It's a day of Matan Torah. So together with the joy for Matan Torah, we also remember what we lost in terms of receiving Torah. We lost those two links to Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah on the level of learning three times from Moshe Rabbeinu. And this has a special connection with the second Luchos, as we know from the Beis HaLevi and from the Magen Avraham, that based on the Yerushalmi and Masechtas Shkolim, that if the Luchos, we would have had the first Luchos, all of Torah would have been written. The whole institution of Torah Shebaal Peh is connected with the second Luchos. And therefore, on the day of Yom Kippur, when we celebrate the receiving of the second Luchos, we also express pain over the loss of the level of Torah Shebaal Peh as it was learned from Moshe Rabbeinu three times, by Aaron's children. You know, during this time period of Sfiras HaOmer, we also find that on one hand, it's a time of celebration. It's a time when we celebrate the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Mitzrayim, and our going towards Kabbalah Satorah at Har Sinai. Bohitziyacho es ha'om hazeh mi Mitzrayim tavdun es ha'olikim al ha'or hazeh. We connect with that excitement that the original Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim had as they were going towards Kabbalah Satorah. But at the same time, we mourn the death of the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Now here also the question is, it happened so long ago, how do we connect with this tragedy? But it could be that here also, the mourning is about the loss of connection with Torah. Because as we know, Rabbi Akiva, Kulu Stim Soi Alibid Rabbi Akiva, Stam Brises Mishnayis, are all based on the teachings of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is considered the Yesoid, the Shoirish, the root of Torah Sheba'al Peh. So his Talmidim were those who were meant to teach us Torah Sheba'al Peh as it was learned from Rabbi Akiva. The loss of his Talmidim is a loss of a level of connection with Torah Sheba'al Peh. And that's what we're mourning during this time, when we celebrate our connection with Torah, with Matan Torah. We also mourn what we're missing. In the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, the Potzik says, Daber el kol adaf b'nei Yisroel, v'amarta aleihem kedoshim tiyu, ki kodosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem said to Moshe, speak to the entire assembly of the children of Israel and say to them that Kedoshim Tiyu, you shall be holy, for holy am I, Hashem. There's an emphasis that it's Daber El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, to the entire assembly of the children of Israel. Rashi says, Melamed Sheparsha Zoi Nemra Bahakel. We learn from here that this parsha was said to the entire assembly of the Jewish people. And that is because Mipnei Sheroiv Gufei Toire Tluyim Bo. This is a parsha that most of the essentials of Torah depend on it. What does it mean that Parsha Zu Nemra Bahakel, we just learned that the Seder Mishnah, the way Torah was always taught, was that in the end the entire Klal Yisrael heard the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. After he taught it to Aaron, after he taught it to Aaron's children, after he taught it to the Kenim, Nichnesu Kol Hom. So every pasuk in the Torah was taught to the entire Klal Yisrael. So what does it mean, Parsha Zu Nemra Bahakel? So the Re'eim, Rav Elia Mizrahi, in his commentary to Rashi, says that even though the entire Torah was taught to the entire Klal Yisrael, he says, Mikol Mokoyim, nevertheless, Loyhoyu Kulam Bahakel Echot. As far as the rest of Torah is concerned, they weren't all together. Elohoyu Nichnosim Lefon of Kat Kat. They entered one group at a time. Nabokan, over here it says Daber El Kol B'nei Yisroel. We know that they were all gathered together. Now this is kind of surprising because the Braisa says Nichnesu Kol Ha'om. It seems quite clear that they all entered at once. Second of all, the Braisa says Nimtzo, that Aaron learned Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu three times. His sons learned Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron learned Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu four times. His sons three times. This came him two times. And the rest of Klal Yisrael once. Now, if the rest of Klal Yisrael came kat kat, one group at a time, so Aaron could have heard the Torah 100 times from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why would he leave after the first cat learned the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu? Why didn't he stay on? So it's quite clear that the entire Klal Yisrael heard the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu only once. So then why are we saying that the rest of Torah was kat-kat and it wasn't Bahakel? And it wasn't Bahakel. So it must be that what the Re'eim means to say is that the rest of Torah was kat kat, meaning that first came Aaron. Then came the children of Aaron. Then came the elders of Klal Yisrael. And then came the entire Klal Yisrael. This parsha was not taught to Aaron independently, and then to his children, and then to the Canaan, and then to the rest of Klal Yisrael. They were all there together. But what does that mean? This was not taught to Aaron independently. This was not taught to his children independently. Everybody had to be there as this was taught. Why? What does it mean, Roiv Gufei Teret Luyimbo? Roiv Gufei Teret Luyimbo. Most of the essentials of Torah, but Guf really means a body, giving the impression that the body of Torah depends on this. What is the body of Torah? You know, the Ramban says that Kedoshim Tiyu means that one can be observant, but nevertheless not religious, not spiritual. One can be a novel Bereshut HaTorah within the limits of Halacha. One can be missing the entire spirit of the law. And Kedoshim Tiyu is a commandment that we should be holy, that we should connect with the spirit of Yiddishkeit, with the soul of Yiddishkeit. So it might be that the Gufei Torah Atluyim Bo, the body of Torah hinges on Kedoshim Tiyu. The Kedoshim Tiyu gives meaning to the entire body of Torah. The Gufei Torah Atluyim depend on the Neshama of Torah. The Neshama of Torah is Kedoshim Tiyu. Holiness means single-minded dedication, consecration, being connected to the spirit of Yiddishkeit, to the spirit of holiness, and that is something that an individual is not capable of. There has to be a tzibur. We don't say Kiddusha unless we have 10 Yidden. 10 simple Jews create a community where a Dabar Shebikdusha can be recited. Whereas 9 Torah giants cannot create that atmosphere of Kedusha. So, Parsha Zu Nemra Bahakel Mipnei Sheroiv Gufei Torah Tluyim Bo. This Parsha had to be said Bahakel. Aaron couldn't learn this on his own. His children couldn't learn this on his own. This Canaan couldn't learn this on its own. Only the entire Klal Yisrael together can create an atmosphere of Kedusha. And that's obviously an important message. We can absorb the letter of the law as individuals. But being in touch with the spirit of the law, with the spirit of Kedoshim Tiyu, is only possible through being part of a community. So the Eibishter help we should be zoiche. Ato Kodosh, v'shimcha Kodosh, u'kdoshim b'chol yoim, yahalalucha selo, a guten Shabbos.